for
now. Now give me.
I know
what that's wanting.
Break this thing.
Yeah. If you were going to ask for an apple, how would you say it?
Could I have an apple, please?
All right.
Somebody.
Say that again.
Could I have an apple, please?
All right. That's got it. Okay. It wasn't these boys. It must have been one of blank boys. How would you say that?
My neighbor's boy.
Well, yes, but there's a pronoun we're wanting you to say. It wasn't these boys. It must have been one of
my brother's boys.
Well, not the relative like that. Or suppose you aren't identifying a certain group. You say it wasn't these boys, but it was not these, but
another one.
Well, it's kind of like the word these. Not these, what you're talking about here, but over there.
Them boys.
Oh. Here's the word. I'll let you look at it. Did you say them boys? Well, here's the word. But you said them boys, didn't you? Okay, that's right. Well, that's what they wanted. Because you're saying them boys.
Them boys.
That's what you'd say. That's what they're wanting on the tape. Good. If you are pointing to a tree way off, you might say it's a
big tree.
It's not his. How would you say it?
It's a big, look at that big tree.
All right, but if it's not, you're not going to talk about the size, you're talking about where it's located. He doesn't live here, as you point across the road. He lives
over there.
That's right. At a great distance. You say he lives over there. Okay, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
Right. And when somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat?
I didn't understand you.
Yes, and what else would you say?